Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Good morning. It's past 11:11, but only a couple minutes past. And welcome to another episode of Buddhist Biohacker. And this is our 11:11D series, which is the physics of the new reality. And we've had some special guests, and we've talked about string theory, we've talked about quantum physics. And today I'm going to share with you a dream that I had. It's been a little bit over a week, and I needed some time to process the dream that I had. It was a really profound, really beautiful dream, and I wanted some time to really process that dream and also to sit with my collective team and gather some information for all of you about what I dreamt about. So here is my dream. So then I have my notes right here too, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. So about a week and a half ago, I think I went live on Instagram to talk about this too. So you can find that on my Instagram at Buddhist Biohacker as well. But I had a dream that, and I kept seeing this tower. And I guess really I should back up and say, I had a handful of dreams where I was standing at the base of a tower. And being someone who's read tarot cards since I was a teenager, the tower has a lot of significance for me, and the archetype of the tower, you know, that collapse and how you come out of the collapse. It's all about, you know, consciousness and awakening and all of these things. And so for a couple weeks, I had a handful of dreams where I was standing at the base of this tower, and that was about all I got out of the dream initially. So then I had this particular dream. And I was standing at the base of the tower, and in this dream, the tower was white. So it was a white tower, and it looked just like the tower from my Rider-Waite tarot deck. I mean, it was just a tower straight up, and I was looking up to the top of the tower. And as I looked to the top of the tower, what I saw was the cosmos. I saw God source. I saw light and stars and, you know, swirling light as though you're looking into all the galaxies and all of the dimensions. And there was lightning flashing, and it was just this, like, it was the cosmos. Like, I don't know what else to say. It was the cosmos, and it was all the light, and it was all this energy, and it was just shifting and moving and like clouds of light, all of this energy at the top of the tower. And so I'm standing there looking at the top of the tower. And as I looked at the top of the tower, I saw the light split. And what I saw was all the light was on one side, this bright, bright light on one side. And on the other side was complete darkness, just a vast darkness of space, an interdimensional space. You know, it wasn't just like black or darkness. It was this interdimensional space. And then over here was this bright, bright light, and it was completely split. And I heard this message in the dream that this is how we've been living. We've been living in this polarized split between the light and the dark. So there's this polarized split between the two. And with that polarized split, I then saw in the center of the split, I saw all of these twinkling lights, these little twinkling lights in between the bright light and the darkness. It was all these twinkling lights. And what I saw and heard was that the awakened ones, those who have awakened, are these twinkling lights, and that they have integrated the light and the shadow. And that the amount of individuals or souls that were the twinkling lights, that the amount of these that were the that had integrated shadow and light, that it's not enough. And that now there must be this mass integration. It's time for the entire planet to integrate light and shadow together into one. And when I got that message, I saw the light and the shadow, the darkness, this space vastness, and the bright, bright light come together. And when it did, there was this mass energy explosion of light, and all of it turned into this beautiful twinkling stars like the night sky. And suddenly I was at the base of the tower looking up and seeing all these twinkling stars. It was really, really profound. And so I woke up really feeling like I suddenly understand what is happening on the planet. This integration of the two polarities, the light and dark, coming into one. So that was what happened in the dream. So it was really powerful dream, and I sat with it for this last week, and I shared a little bit live on Instagram, and thought I'd come live sooner, but it really took some time for me to process through all of what this dream represented. And so I sat down, finally was able to sit down with my collective team, the collective of the Golden Ankh and Merkaba Light, and really sat and asked myself, what does this mean? What is this all about? What was this dream about? And, I received a transmission, which I'm going to share with you here. And then we can talk more about it. We can talk more about it on MeWe. I'll share it there. And I also am going to put together some more information about this and get this information out to you guys. But this is the message that they gave. And I just want to read what was channeled, what the transmission was. And then for those of you watching on the live, you can certainly post your questions in the live chat. Otherwise, we can continue to discuss this here on YouTube, or we can discuss it on MeWe as well. This is what they said. The message in your dream is about integration. The planet Earth is currently experiencing a split reality. Just as a human being may experience a split personality, this same experience is occurring en masse. This cannot continue indefinitely. Due to universal laws that govern your world, integration must occur and is already occurring at a rapid pace. Integration occurs when unconscious truths are revealed to the conscious mind. What was hidden is now revealed and can no longer be denied. This is also called an awakening. Awakening can occur in times of deep suffering. It can also occur in times of isolation or retreat. Due to both suffering and retreat being pressed upon the human race at the beginning of 2020, an awakening of global proportion began. So that's just the first paragraph. And so I kind of want to talk about this just briefly when it talks about that split reality. And we've talked about this before in some of my seeker circles and other podcasts and groups. But essentially, right now, there's really two different timelines occurring on the planet. So some of us are experiencing light and abundance and this massive creativity and this opening, and some of us are experiencing fear and worry and division and separation. And so ultimately, what the collective is saying is this cannot go on indefinitely. So the idea of this split reality will not be able to continue indefinitely, that ultimately it's about integrating the two together and coming to a balanced place together. And of course, talking about, our retreat that was pressed on us. And I liked how they said pressed upon us rather than any other verbiage they could have used. We have been, brought into this space of awakening. And in that space of awakening now, we're looking at integration. And so those who are already experiencing an awakening, which is I'm sure everyone who's watching this right now, you wouldn't be watching it if you weren't. You know, you're going into this one reality and there's still folks in this other reality. So it's about all of us coming into the same reality, which is the reality of truth. Okay. Then they say, this is my collective team. Again, this is a transmission. They say, integration is a challenging process. It can also be isolating, generate fear, and create destructive emotions. The message of the dream is to show that integration is happening, that it is an eventuality. The planet will become integrated and the polarization of the human race will become one, in all caps, understanding God's source within the self and living in balance with universal laws. So that is, you know, essentially integration is an inevitability, and that's what they're talking about here. And it's all about the fact that we are waking up, it's happening, and we are now in this process of integration. Our message as the collective, prompted by this dream, is that you are not alone. There are many beings on the planet and surrounding it that are here to support this transition. We urge you, the human collective, to unite. It is through standing together that you will move through the process of integration easily. Communities of light are being created across the earth, and it is through connecting with one another that the golden age, as you call it, will manifest at rapid pace. Many tests will appear that will challenge you and ask for division and separateness from each other and from God's source. Do not fail these tests. Continue to come together in community. And so it is, and so it shall be. And so really the message of this dream, and again, this transmission will be out for you guys, and there'll be more information on Ajatakasha as well, and I'll get all that information in there. But the message from the dream and the message from the collective is, we are not alone, we are in this together, and what they being the collective of light beings that are surrounding us and our planet, are asking us to do is for us to come together. So not only are we not alone, we have these beings supporting us, but we are supporting us. And by creating our own communities of light, and Buddhist Biohacker is one of those communities, right? Our community here, by creating these communities of light, we're not alone, and we can support each other through the challenges of integration. So rather than going into isolation, separateness, division, and fear, we are actually in this place of community, of collaboration, of light, of healing, and, you know, really being able to support each other through this. And I know many of you that are part of this community have shared your own experiences and how wonderful it is that we all have each other to count on and depend on. And so really, that was the transmission, that was the dream that I had, and I wanted to come on today and just share all of this with you so that you can process through this information yourself and be able to think about your own integration and where you're at. But it is all about integration right now. It is about waking up to the truth, seeing the truth, and really stepping into that truth and coming into a balanced state. This is all about balance. Absolutely. So there's more information in this transmission. I'll be sending it out in newsletter form and probably posting something on social media so you guys can have access to this. But the full transmission will be on Ajatakasha as well. I'll be uploading that right after this. And again, if you have questions or comments, you can put them in the chat here. Although I'm going to get off here in just a second. I feel like I've shared the message, but I also will post this, you know, on MeWe, and we can talk further on MeWe and Instagram. But anyways, wanted to share the stream, wanted to share this message. It's a powerful message, and there's more to come with that. Thank you all so much for listening. I love each and every one of you. And we kick off our Global Healing Summit tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So join us live here. We have 33 incredible facilitators from around the world that are a part of this incredible summit. And if you've not yet registered, do it. Our very first summit kickoff newsletter with our Schumann Resonance Daily Report and some other great information all just went out about 5 minutes ago. So you should have that in your inbox. So look for that if you've already registered. And so much love and light to each and every one of you. And that's it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.